Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset, your home for everything happening in Chicago and across the globe. Many Inglewood residents still remember the excitement 6 years ago when a Whole Foods opened in their neighborhood. As of Sunday, that store is now closed, one of countless South and West Side grocery stores shuttered in recent years. Community activists have been calling on the city to provide some healthy solutions. And on Monday, City Council's Finance Committee approved $13.5 million in subsidies for a Black-owned grocery company to reopen 6 Save-A-Lot stores. So how will those properties be transformed? And what can South and West Side residents expect to find on the shelves? Joining us to discuss this is 28th Ward Alderman Jason Irvin. He's chair of the City Council's Black Caucus. And Aisha Butler, Executive Director of RAGE Inglewood. That stands for the Resident Association of Greater Inglewood. Great to talk with you both. Alderman Irvin, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on this multi-million dollar grant to reopen these grocery stores?
Well, I think it's a proper thing for us as city leaders to bring funding to communities that have had some challenges with having fresh fruits, vegetables, and a grocer that respects and understands the community. That's why one of the stores located in the 28th Ward on the west side of Chicago, we wanted to be in strong support of that because, again, our residents are residents just like any other portion of the city, and government has a responsibility to step up when others have not. And so that's why we overwhelmingly support this subsidy that's been generated for the Yellow Banana Corporation to provide those basic services for our residents on the South and West Sides.
Aisha, I understand there was a community meeting in Inglewood yesterday. I'm imagining the Whole Foods closure was huge on people's minds.
It was. You know, we have a public village meeting every third Tuesday of the month, every other month. And we've been keeping folks updated on what we learned in terms of Whole Foods, when the date, the closing, and then also the most recent meeting that we had around this kind of Save-A-Lot that may be occupying the space now.
Yeah, talk more about that. What's on their minds? What are the frustrations that the residents voiced?
Yeah, I think, it was a lot of frustration, I would just say, in general.
Yeah.
I think folks are going off of the brand. You know, everybody knows brands. And so I think the brand of Save-A-Lot was just one of the things that was unequivocally repeated over and over again in town hall meetings and surveys and conversations, that they did not want that at this particular location. But I think, you know, they talked with Michael Nance, they had the deputy mayor on the call. It didn't sound like it was anything changing, that this is what it was going to be. He's also, this group is also helping revise some of the other ones. And it was a lot of talk about, you know, just trying to work with community to kind of dismantle some of the apprehension people have with a Save-A-Lot.
Well, when I met up with you in Inglewood last month, I remember your request being very simple. You said, I would just love to walk into a place where I could see a variety of fruits and vegetables. Do you think that you'll get that from Save-A-Lot?
I don't know this brand in particular or this particular operator. I haven't been to any of the stores that they have managed or helped rebrand. So I don't know the setup or the design of their stores. They were attempting to show us some photos on the call, but unfortunately it was disconnected. But, you know, if it's not designed in a way where it's inviting to healthy foods and that's the first thing that you see, I mean, I would hope it's nothing like the Save-A-Lots that have been in our Black communities over these last few decades.
Mm. Run down. Is that what you mean?
Run down, poor quality products, stores actually unclean. The last time I've been to a Save-A-Lot, my daughter's 24. She was 4 years old, and I have not been back.
Mm.
And I think it's a lot of folks who've had just unfortunate experiences at some of these stores. And you just don't hear about these stores, unfortunately, on our counterparts on other sides of the city. You don't hear about these stores in Lincoln Park. You don't see that these stores are located in other well-to-do places. So it's just interesting that this is the model for a lot of the Black and brown communities, but not necessarily the model in some of our most affluent neighborhoods.
Alderman, Whole Foods, as I mentioned, in Englewood, it closed after 6 years, right? This time, though, the city's mandating that these grocery stores stay open for a minimum of 10 years. And if a single store closes or is sold before that time, then the developer has to return all of the subsidies. Is that sufficient, you think, or should the city have made more demands here?
Oh, no, I think the demands that were made actually those demands came from us because we did not want a developer to just take the money and then flip the property and do something else with it. So those were demands that came from members of council wanting to make sure that there was a continued concern that was going to be a grocery store in these various communities that have not had those basic services for a number of years. So, again, we believe it's adequate. You know, it needed to be a point that was a reasonable for both sides, and 10 years was a point that was settled on. And again, we believe that if it's going good in 10 years, it will continue to go good. And so our goal is to make sure that our residents are aware of what they have, to work with them on marketing, to work with them to bring the people back to those stores. Now, I do know that the brand has had some damage, and we're concerned about that. And we're also looking at some rebranding efforts in all of these stores in the communities because of the damage that the Save a Lot name has had throughout the communities over the past years. So, again, we're all of one mind here. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that communities like Garfield Park, Englewood, Roseland, Auburn Gresham have good quality options so that those residents in the community do not have to leave their community to get basic goods and services.
You talked a moment ago about, you know, whether it's going good after the 10 years. What is going good going to look like?
Well,
are there going to be requirements to
improve
quality?
Being able to provide good quality items, not turned into a big convenience store or a dollar store, but good quality fruits, vegetables, meats that residents want to go to and patronize. So I think that if it is running at that point in a good way and is being managed properly, they're doing the right things, that there's no reason why that should not continue to go forward.
Aisha, what do you think here? Does the city need to demand more of these developers to make sure that this doesn't happen again to South and West Side residents?
I definitely think so. I think we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in now with Whole Foods if a little bit more demands were made. And I know, you know, we feel like even as a community, we didn't have those demands on Whole Foods. We worked very closely. We did a lot of phenomenal work. But honestly, we didn't mention a CBA. We didn't talk about you had to be here for a certain amount of years. It was just some things that we did not demand. Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting because at the same token, this is a Black operator, and it does seem to me that, of course, a Black operator, a Black developer has to have way more requirements to be in our neighborhoods where many of these other corporations and these other non-Black entities do not have these same requirements. Mm-hmm. So that's a bit interesting that the one Black operator that we do have all of these different kind of requirements now, whereas, you know, all these not so much Food for Less, not so much. Mm-hmm. And some of these other places that are in our communities that are still not high quality foods and or high quality products.
Right. And the Black operator that you're talking about in this case is Yellow Banana. Does that make you feel any more confident in their commitment to the community, Aisha?
From what I heard, you know, on the call with the deputy mayor and the alderman and a few other leaders, this person, I mean, I have never met him before in my life and wasn't aware of Yellow Banana until all this news came up. He seems like he definitely wants to raise up his sleeve and work with community. He seems like he understands community a little bit more than some of these kind of, you know, corporations who are not on the ground. I think the people in Englewood are hopeful. They are definitely not happy that it's a Save a Lot. I'm looking at my chat from yesterday, and everybody is saying, not Save a Lot, not Save a Lot, not Save a Lot. So it's going to be a lot of hard work to really make this work.
Alderman, is there any way to require that grocery chains keep stores open in underserved neighborhoods? Like, is there a law that can be made or put in place to make that happen? I mean, Thinking of Whole Foods, they've got stores, lots of stores in other neighborhoods in the city. Can they somehow just be required to keep stores open?
Well, I'm not sure if you can require someone to stay open, but what we can do when we invest dollars in a particular situation, we do have some leverage, and that was the leverage that we chose to bring about with bringing $13 million to the table, was that, hey, you must operate, you must stay open for an extended period of time. Now, just as a regular business that doesn't have any city money or any city input, I'm not sure if we can force them to stay open. I, too, also had an Aldi's in the West Garfield Park community that is literally closed. They were open at 9 a.m. At 5 o'clock, they closed and never reopened. No notice, nothing. I would like to see some provisions where we give the community an opportunity to have some notice if a store is going to close, or to create some other options, or to buy the store, to do something else with the store that could be helpful to the community. But what we're seeing is that these stores, they're here today and they're gone tonight. And that, I think, is something that we must work on as a council or even at the state level to provide some legislation. To at least have those organizations provide the community notice that a change is going to occur.
So, Alderman, do you think the city has to be part of the solution to bring grocery stores to underserved communities here?
Today, yes, because the market is not doing it on its own. What the market is giving us are convenience stores that are full of hot Cheetos and nachos and unhealthy food. So if we want to have healthy, good options for our residents, government has to step up and get involved and provide the necessary capital to make these deals go and to make these deals work.
Do you agree, Aisha? Does the city government have to be part of the solution here?
Oh, definitely. I think the city government has the voice and the know-it-all to work with retailers, to work with corporations, to make sure that they're doing everything in their power that's for the benefits of their constituents. And a lot of times their voices and especially their incentives hold a lot of weight to be able to do that. So yeah. It's definitely not on our own community to do it, and we definitely don't want to look to other corporations to do it. I think it's a both and situation.
Remind us what the current options in Englewood are for fresh, healthy food, Aisha.
The only one. Sorry,
I mean that pause says it all.
The Fresh Market that we just opened ourselves on 63rd and Racine as a part of Go Green on Racine. Aldi's was revamped recently. The store model had changed in terms of how it was designed, but the food in the last, and I don't know if this is just happening just across the board, the food in the last few weeks has been horrific. The food for less have always been subpar. Mm-hmm. So we really have not many options at all.
Alderman, we talked about this rebranding here. Do you think that these stores should maybe just have a different name other than Save-A-Lot, because
yes,
the brand is so tarnished?
Definitely. I think the brand in Chicago has been tarnished, especially in the African-American community. And I think these stores will need to be rebranded in some way, shape, or form to give them a fresh start with the community. While they may have some Save-A-Lot products and some other things, but we still need to rebrand them just for the sake of the marketing and just to bring more people back to these stores.
Before we let you go, Aisha, are the community meetings going to continue? Like, what is next for Rage?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lot happening just in Englewood in general.
Yeah.
If we're invited to give voice to these conversations, we're open to do it. But again, you know, we listen to our members. It's really hard to try to sell them to be involved in this when they fought so much or either expressed so much discontent with this decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so
have they given up?
I wouldn't say they've given up, but I definitely know that our members asked us yesterday, is this a done deal? And I unfortunately had to tell them, as far as I know, yes, it is. I have not heard any other options at the table. And from what I heard on that call, the conversation from other community leaders went into community benefits agreements and ways to work together. So I don't think that it's much pushback on this one.
And if you had also, to sum it up for us. If you had to sum it up for us, Aisha, what is it that residents would have preferred here?
Just based off of what I've heard, of course, people love the high-end stores like Mariano's, but I heard Fair Play, surprisingly. That's not one of my favorites, but
okay.
People talked about Fair Play, people talked about Trader Joe's, I heard Pete's many of times. I heard Sir Mac Produce plenty of times. I've never heard somebody actually say they prefer Save-A-Lot. And then we have no examples from this operator either. That was another question that came up.
Yeah.
We don't know what they've done in other states, and we don't know their track record. And so it's really hard to sell something that the only track record we have is the historical disinvestment of Save-A-Lot.
All right. So the meetings continue then, I guess, and the conversations. Yeah. We'll leave it there for now. Aisha Butler's executive director of Rage Englewood and 28th Ward Alderman Jason Irving with us as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode of Reset was produced by Andrea Guffman, and it was edited by Ethan Schwab. Tomorrow, we're going on the road, and we're heading to Bronzeville. That's right, we'll be talking about efforts to build solar and electric infrastructure and more green spaces in neighborhoods throughout the South Side. You can join us in person, so just head over to wbez.org/events and register. That's all for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.